Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thursdays at this time, we'd like to take you somewhere in the Midwest, a short drive to someplace maybe you've heard of or maybe you haven't heard of. We call it our Best of the Midwest series. And what do you know? It's Thursday at this time. So let's say hello to Carrie Grieving, the executive director of Visit Racine County. Or is it country? County. Carrie, this is John Williams. Welcome to the show.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
So Racine County, not the city of Racine. Are we talking about that whole area? Tell us what you're all about.
Yes. So we are the CVB, which is the Convention and Visitor Bureau, for the entire county. Racine is obviously our biggest city, but we cover all the way from Lake Michigan all the way over to Waterford, Burlington, and our most western region.
You're a little south of Milwaukee and a little north of Chicago, right?
Yeah, we're right in between, and it works perfect. We're about 25 minutes south of Milwaukee and, depending upon traffic, about an hour and a half from downtown in Chicago.
And right on the lake, too.
Yep. Yes, we are very much a water community. There's water everywhere, whether it's Lake Michigan or lots of rivers, lots of lakes. We love outdoor recreation.
So when people come to Racine, then are they doing just an overnight stay from one of the two cities, or do folks tell me how I do Racine?
Yeah, there's lots of options, and you could certainly come for the day. Obviously, we would love it if you would stay overnight and make it a weekend or a couple days here, because there's a lot to see. But again, even if you only have a couple hours, there's still enough to fill your time, and you will have a very good time.
Lots of events I know you guys are known for, too. By the way, I just went on Wiki a little while ago for you, and Racine, they said there was a documentary in 2006, World's Best Prom, among other things.
Oh, that is a true story. Yes, every single year, Racine puts on the one of the biggest, and I would definitely say the best prom, probably in the world. It is a complete event. People who aren't even attending prom will go and check everybody out as they walk the red carpet. Also, hand in hand with that, we have a very well-attended and kind of exciting and special special needs prom that goes hand in hand.
Wow. Good on you guys. Okay, so I'm going to go to Racine. I'm going to stay somewhere. Where do I stay?
Well, it depends where you want to be. If you want to stay right on the lake, then I would certainly recommend checking out the DoubleTree, which has a marina. You have all access to lots of restaurants. Everything is within walking distance, so you're right downtown in Racine. If you're looking for something off the water, you could stay in Mount Pleasant, which has been in the news a lot lately. Lots of industry and business growth here. But we have many of our properties there, and you can, jump on the Pike River Pathway, do some biking, do some walking, check out Campus Park, which is a brand new park that's built right there in Mount Pleasant. And also, you could maybe get some Kringle.
She said Kringle, by the way. So if I want to, though, be in the heart of the scene where there's the restaurants, the bars, the cool shops, is that downtown Racine? Is that on the lake? Where do I go for that?
Yes. So that is downtown, right downtown in Racine. You can walk to the water. You can hit the downtown, we call it, the downtown Racine district. They're always putting on events. There's lots of, wine walks and shopping and cool live music all the time. And then kind of similarly, if you don't want to be downtown in Racine, if you go to Burlington, they too have a very vibrant downtown with, again, the shopping, the food, bars, drinks, nightlife, all of that. And it's a definite different vibe than being downtown in Racine, but also equally as fun.
Don't they do a water ski show or something there?
They do. The aqueducts are in Burlington, and they start right around the end of May, Memorial Day, run through Labor Day. And if you have never seen the aqueducts on Browns Lake in Burlington, I would recommend it 1,000 times over.
Why? What do I see when I do that?
I'm not really a great water skier, but the skill that these people have, there's adults, there's teenagers, but it's the kids that kill me. It is amazing what they can do. There's pyramids, there's, you know, like bathwater seas and tricks and stuff like that. But it's also a really, you know, family-friendly environment. It's, you know, it's free to attend. You can check it out. You could talk to the skiers afterwards. Lots and lots to do.
Jellystone Bear Paw Adventure Park. What is that?
Yes. So in Caledonia, which is another one of our communities here, is probably one of our biggest attractions. And Jellystone is a campground, so you'll get all the things that you typically think of when you think of campgrounds. You could tent camp, you could bring your RV, you can, there you have little cabins that you can rent, and then you do all the things that come with camping. Right next to it is Bear Paw Adventure Park, where there is a lake with an inflatable obstacle courses on the water, which kids love. There's also zip lining. There's apple cannons with these, like, you know, you can shoot at objects out in the field. There's laser tag. It is honestly never ending at Bear Paw Beach.
Give us an update on the music scene. What's coming up and where do I go for that?
Live music pretty much starts in May around here in Racine County because we try to count on the weather starting in May. And it lasts the whole entire rest of the year. It depends who you're looking for. There's typically live music Thursday through Sunday nights always here. And if you want to be outside, one of our biggest attractions and something that I tell people they must try and check out is the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. It's also where the Visit Racine County Live Music Stage is located. But again, 16 to 26 different Wisconsin craft beers on tap. Awesome atmosphere, playgrounds for the kids, and that's where the live music really ramps up. They get some of the best Midwest performers to come to their stage.
Now, that's the Franksville Craft Beer Garden, and that's in Racine, per se?
That's actually in Franksville, which is Caledonia. It's right in the middle of the county.
Got it. You mentioned the Kringle, so that's the Wisconsin State pastry. Is there a place to go for that?
O&H Bakery is pretty much the home of Kringle. We have multiple bakeries here, but O&H is our largest, and they have multiple locations throughout the county. The closest to I-94 is right here in Sturtevant, so you could just jump off I-94, check out the visitor center, and then grab some Kringle, too, at the travel center. But Kringle is its own thing. You cannot experience it unless you come here and try it.
That's what I hear. Now, I see Waterford is on my list of things to ask you about. Is that the Crystal or is that booze?
It's booze.
Okay, good, fine.
Yes, the Waterford Stillhouse is one of our, I mean, it's such a cool place to go. They put on events. They're just starting up their Striders event, which means that you get to walk or run a 5K every other Monday throughout the summer, and then you get a vodka lemonade. Like, it's ideal for your summer nights, but they are putting on tons and tons of events throughout the year. And also, they're a distillery, and they are busy making and distributing all their liquor.
You have Frank Lloyd Wright houses up there, don't you?
We do, yep. We have a lot of Frank Lloyd Wright architecture here. And it depends what you're looking for. We have, there's private homes. There's also SD Johnson, which is based in Racine. Those buildings that are designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, you can check out a tour through SCJ. If you just go to their website, you can pretty much tour them most days of the week. You just need to reserve it in advance. So you could check that out. And then my favorite Frank Lloyd Wright piece is Wingspread, which was a personal home that's now turned into a conference center / hotel type
Oh, yeah, I was wondering, is there a place we could stay that's Frank Lloyd inspired or Frank Lloyd?
Yep.
And you can. What's the name of that place?
Wingspread.
Okay. By the way, President Biden was just in your town, right?
He was just yesterday, yep.
That big announcement, thousands of jobs in construction and then thousands of jobs afterwards. This is the site that failed and now is born again. I presume you're all pretty optimistic about that, huh?
Yeah, we really are. It's great news. Microsoft so far has proven to be a really great partner, and they're excited to be here, which makes it even, you know, more exciting for us.
And really, it was a few thousand jobs they're talking about. It sounds like you're a tourist town, but you actually have a sort of an industrial history there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. There's a ton of history here when it comes to industry, and manufacturing is still pretty much at the very top of our list for business. We have some really big names here, and they're always continuing to grow, which is nice to have in your community.
Yeah, no kidding. I guess you need a blend, tourism and industry like that as well. Okay, so on my calendar, the next thing to do in Racine is what, before I let you go, Carrie? What's the next thing on your events?
Oh, the next thing coming up in June, it's a big one. In Mount Pleasant, we're hosting the Tour of America's Dairyland Momentum Bike Race. And then right before that is the opening night of Mount Pleasant Music. So they're right there, 2 days in a row that you could come.
And you have the Salmon-O-Rama 50th Anniversary Fishing Tournament, a Salmon-O-Rama.
Yes, yes. In July this year, they're turning 50. Salmon-O-Rama is one of the largest fishing tournaments in the country. And this year, it's the return of the cheese curd, the original cheese curd from 50 years ago.
But are they fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan then? Is that what you're saying?
Yep. Yes. You head out on Lake Michigan. It's a multi-day event. It's about 10 days long, happening right down on Lake Michigan. And they have all sorts of different kinds of fishing, you know, different classes, that kind of stuff. And then along with it comes the festival.
Yeah, well, a lot going on there. It's really nice to visit with you. So if I click on Visit Racine County, visitracinecounty.com, I suppose I can find links to all these things, huh?
Yes, all the information is on our website. And also, I know that we are promoting a big giveaway on this, on, you know, your station. So if anyone wants to check that out, we would love to have you come today.
The contest page at WGNradio.com has some awesome things, and I would recommend that our listeners go there, try and win the package, but heck, just head on up there and spend cash money. Do it that way too. All right,
Carrie. That works great. Yeah.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for your thoughts.
All right. Thanks so much, John.
That's our Best of the Midwest series. Racine.